Welcome to the Current Science and Technology Podcast from the Museum of Science in Boston. I'm your host, Julia Sable, and every week we bring you interviews with guest researchers and our museum staff covering science and technology in depth.
Amidst sand and stars, we scan a lifeless planet to escape its fate. That is one of thousands of haiku poems that are traveling to Mars right now at over 70,000 miles an hour. The poems are on a DVD attached to MAVEN, a new spacecraft that launched on November 18th, 2013. MAVEN is carrying a lot more than just poetry. It's carrying scientific instruments that will help solve some big mysteries about Mars. And today I'm at Boston University talking with one of the mission scientists, Paul Withers, who is an assistant professor of astronomy here at Boston University. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
That's great.
So let's start with, what is MAVEN?
So MAVEN is a spacecraft that is going to go in orbit around Mars in about September 2014, hopefully stay in orbit for a good few years there. And MAVEN is the latest spacecraft to implement the NASA Mars mantra of follow the water. And MAVEN is following the water as it escapes out of the top of the atmosphere and runs away into space.
What does the actual acronym MAVEN stand for?
So MAVEN is a terrible acronym that is something like Mars Atmosphere and Volatiles Evolution. MAVEN is looking at the history of the atmosphere on Mars, the history of the climate on Mars.
So we'll get back to that, but is it right for me to call you a mission scientist?
The technical term you might use is I'm a participating scientist on the mission, which means I'm one of several flavors of science team members.
Okay. Yeah. As a member of the MAVEN science team, did you help design any of the instruments, or are you more focused on what the instruments are going to
be? So I officially joined the MAVEN mission fairly late in its development stages. The first planning discussions for the possibility of this mission took place about 10 years ago, and I formally joined the mission about 3 months ago after having some informal involvements with the mission for the preceding 2 or 3 years.
Okay, 10 years in the making. You went to the launch just last week, right?
Yes, that's right.
What was it like?
It was awesome. That was a really cool experience there. I've been involved in a lot of spacecraft missions over the last 10, 15 years, but I've never had the opportunity to see any of them leave the bonds of Earth. And we went down to Cape Canaveral in Florida and lined out along a beach there and just watched the countdown tick down. And then at the very first moment of the opening of the launch window to Mars, the rocket's engines ignited and it slowly climbed up through the sky. 30 seconds later, it went into clouds and I'll never see it again.
Well, but you will certainly hear from it.
I am hopeful that it will send back a lot of exciting measurements about Mars, yes.
It's going to have a weird shaped orbit, I read. So why is that?
So MAVEN is looking at how water escapes from the top of the atmosphere of Mars off into space. That means that MAVEN needs to be looking at a wide range of different things. MAVEN needs to be looking at the top of the atmosphere, about 150 kilometers or 100 miles above the ground, to see the reservoir of water that's escaping. MAVEN needs to be in the regions above that to see what's happening to the water as it drifts out of the top of the atmosphere and is pulled away, accelerated into space by many different mechanisms. And then the force that's driving all of this escape is the sun shining on Mars, the solar wind blasting at Mars. And so MAVEN needs to get a reasonable distance away from Mars so it can make undisturbed measurements of the solar wind and the intensity of sunlight shining on the atmosphere. So it has to do all these separate things with just a single spacecraft, which means it has a very elliptical orbit around Mars, and its distance away from the surface of Mars varies tremendously.
Okay, so that'll let it take measurements at a bunch of different levels in the atmosphere. The lowest level of the atmosphere that you mentioned, you said it was going to look at water coming off the surface of Mars. So there's water on the surface of Mars?
Well, you have to think of water in several different ways. We're used to encountering water in the oceans flowing out of the taps in a liquid form. But we also regularly encounter water in an ice form, a frozen solid form. And then we see water as steam, a gas as well. There's lots and lots of ice, water ice, frozen on the surface and in the subsurface on Mars, just like in the polar regions of Earth. And there's lots of water vapor in the atmosphere of Mars. What there isn't on Mars is any liquid water on the surface today, because there simply isn't enough atmosphere there to make liquid water stable. If you put a bucket of liquid water out on the surface of Mars, it would just evaporate away and vanish into the atmosphere in a flash. So we have got solid water ice frozen on the surface of Mars. We've got water vapor in the atmosphere of Mars, but we haven't got oceans, lakes, streams on Mars.
Okay. And when you say there's a lot of water vapor in the atmosphere of Mars, that's like relatively speaking.
Yes.
Mars's atmosphere is 1/100th of Earth's.
Yes.
So MAVEN's going to look at water vapor especially?
MAVEN will be looking much more at water in the atmosphere and above the atmosphere, which is always in a water vapor form, or it gets fractured, the water molecules get fractured apart. Previous missions that NASA has sent to Mars have been more focused on water on the surface of Mars, close to the surface.
And those missions have collectively given us a lot of evidence that there used to be a lot of water on the surface.
A lot of liquid water on the surface. And the big puzzle in Mars science today is, where did that water go? Why isn't Mars today covered with oceans, streams, lakes in the way that we think it was several billion years ago?
We think that water was on Mars billions of years ago. The big mystery you just said is, where did it go? And there's some really good ideas and models for that, but MAVEN will help us test those ideas, right?
The main idea behind the MAVEN spacecraft is that if there was once a lot of liquid water on the surface of Mars, then it either just froze as ice on the surface and just below the surface, or it escaped out of the top of the atmosphere, ran away into space. And MAVEN is going to test just how much water is going away into space right now, and how much has run away to space over the last few billion years of solar system history.
Okay, from what you were just saying about looking at water leaving Mars going into space, are we going to compare that process happening in Mars's atmosphere with what's happening in Earth's atmosphere? How does this relate to Earth?
So a connection that you can make to conditions on Earth is to think about the three terrestrial planets that have substantial atmospheres: Venus, Earth, and Mars. Venus today is a terrible place to live, with an intensely hot atmosphere, a thick acidic atmosphere that would kill anyone and anything stupid enough to try to live there. Earth is a tranquil, calm, friendly place to live. Mars today, a frozen ice ball that is seemingly too cold for probably life to exist today. And the question we want to figure out is, why did those three fairly similar planets that started their existences in fairly similar ways, fairly similar conditions, why did they go down those different tracks?
So So the MAVEN spacecraft, which will get to Mars in September 2014, it's carrying a lot of instruments. Like there's three sort of packages of instruments on it.
Yes.
Is one particular type of measurements especially interesting to you?
So the sort of scientific questions that I'm interested in exploring are exactly what the chemical composition of the upper atmosphere is. We know that Mars has a predominantly carbon dioxide atmosphere, but there's a lot of other atoms and molecules that make up the atmosphere as well. We've mentioned water being one of them. There's potentially nitrogen, there's carbon monoxide, there's all sorts of other things in there. And I'm interested in understanding exactly what those chemical species are that make up the atmosphere, where they come from, how they react with one another. So there's one particular instrument that's very important for those sorts of observations. MAVEN is carrying a type of instrument called a mass spectrometer that you can think of as a vacuum cleaner mounted on the front of the spacecraft that will suck up pieces of the atmosphere as the spacecraft flies through the atmosphere, and then it will analyze the composition of those sucked up patches of atmospheric gas to determine what else is there besides carbon dioxide and how much of it is there.
That reminds me that there is a mass spectrometer on one of the Mars rovers, Curiosity, but it can only sample stuff close to the ground.
So what the instruments on the Curiosity rover are doing, they're measuring the composition of the atmosphere close to the surface of Mars, close to all the frozen water ice that's near the surface of Mars. And the atmospheric gases that are close to the surface aren't able to readily escape from Mars. They need to be moved up to the top of the atmosphere before they can escape. And as MAVEN measures the composition of the atmosphere at the top of the atmosphere, comparison between atmospheric conditions at the bottom of the atmosphere and the top of the atmosphere will tell us about how water vapor and other species move between the frozen ice on the surface of Mars and the top of the atmosphere, from where that they can be torn away into space.
So you and your team will be able to use data from the rover and the orbiter in combination.
There will be a lot of collaboration between the instrument teams on those two spacecraft in that area, yes.
And MAVEN and that rover are cooperating in another way too, because once it's in orbit around Mars, MAVEN will help relay information from the rovers to Earth?
So MAVEN officially has a one-year science mission at Mars, and it is supposed to be able to address its main scientific questions in that 1 year period. After that 1 year nominal mission ends, then NASA is likely to take advantage of MAVEN's presence at Mars by using it some of the time as a communications relay for Curiosity and other landers on the surface of Mars.
Okay, so it's a secondary function. Thanks, Paul, for taking the time to explain this mission to us. It sounds really cool.
Thank you. Anytime.
That's it for this week's show, but be sure to come back next time for more of the latest in science and technology. This podcast is a production of Current Science and Technology at the Museum of Science in Boston, part of the Boston community for over 175 years. For more information, visit our website at www.mos.org/cst or email us at podcast@mos.org. Thanks for listening.